Hello, my name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint Westville. Welcome to the Friday edition of the DriveCast. At all of our campuses this past week, we started a new series called Into the Wild. It's about the life of Moses, and our big idea in the series is that God always takes his people from bondage to freedom. And in the first couple chapters, we look at Moses' life. We realize that in the context, the people of Israel have been in Egypt now for many, many years, and they're no longer seen in a positive light by the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh. And he has now enslaved the people of Israel to the point where he's afraid they're going to become too numerous. So he puts out a decree to kill the firstborn male of all of the new babies that are born to the Hebrew nation. So obviously, you know, Moses' life is in peril the minute he's born. And so his sister takes the baby, sticks him in a little, you know, basket and floats him down the Nile. And it just so happens that the Pharaoh's daughter was out into the water, saw the baby, took pity on him, and then drew him up out of the water. And this is what it says in chapter 2. It says, and his sister stood at a distance to know what would be done to him. Now the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, and while, you know, her young woman walked beside the river, she saw the basket among the reeds and sent her servant woman, and she took it. And when she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby was crying, and she took pity on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister, that'd be Moses' sister, said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the girl went and called the child's mother. I think the thing that you have to see here is that God was in complete control in the situation. He has a way of getting his will done, even when the things around you look really difficult. You see, the Pharaoh just wanted to keep the Hebrews enslaved. He wanted to make sure that he had control over them, and he wanted them, obviously, to do the work. Moses was going to be the instrument God used to help bring about the freedom of the people of Israel. But in that situation, it looked dire. And it just so happened that the Pharaoh's daughter took pity on the child and wanted to raise the child. It just so happened that Moses' own mother was the one who got to nurse him and help him in his earliest years. He was raised in a home with privilege and with education and with learning skills of leadership. This is just a sample of how amazing God is, how he can take care of anything, even when the circumstances seem like they're impossible. I only say that to you today because I just want to remind you that no matter what your circumstances are, no matter what your situation, you have to recognize that God is in control. So that means, let's say you've been praying for somebody, a friend or a neighbor or a family member, hoping that God will open their eyes to see who he is. And you think, man, nothing can ever happen. Well, I just got to tell you, I've witnessed that in my own life. I watched my brother, who was an alcoholic for 10 years, and I prayed for him diligently, and I never thought it was going to happen. But through some crazy circumstances, my brother's eyes became open and his heart became open to Jesus. And now he serves the Lord. He's led recovery ministries, and he's been free from addiction for the last 22 years. I just never would have guessed at the time, during those 10 years I was praying for him, that God would really open his eyes. I didn't know how he would do it, and many times I lost faith. But those 10 years of addiction are really what fuels a lot of what God has done in my brother. That he knows the depravity of his addiction, and he actually now serves God with the kind of heart that understands. So those circumstances, here's what I'm saying. God was in control the whole time. And I think if you're here and you're thinking, man, this might be hopeless, I just want you to pray right now. God, I recognize that you're in control. I know that you want to bring people from bondage to freedom. Help me to trust in you and in your sovereignty. Well, I hope that's been an encouragement to you, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Take care.